Blog Talk Radio.
What a fellowship is, what a joy divining on the everlasting arms, and what a blessedness, what of peace is my feeling on the everlasting arms. Where we are leaning on Jesus Christ, our Savior, we are safe and secure from all alarm. Where we are leaning on Jesus Christ, our Savior, we are leaning on the everlasting arms. And oh, how sweet to walk in this pilgrim way, leaning on the everlasting arms. You know, I have the blessed peace with my Lord so dearly on the everlasting arms. Oh, we are leaning on Jesus Christ, our Savior. We are safe and secure from all alarm. For we are leaning on Jesus Christ, our Savior. We are leaning on the everlasting arms. Amen. I'd like to say good afternoon to you, good God afternoon to you, good God morning to you, depending on where you are tuning in from. If you're calling in on conference call or on Blog Talk Radio, or you're coming in through Facebook Live, this is Pastor Mike Feeney with the Golgotha Church of Christ. Glad to be with you today, and we just hope to get you a caffeine shot of Christ in the mid part of your day, a good boost, right, so that you can make it through the remaining part of your day. You are tuning in to the Fighting an Incarcerated Mind with the Incarnated Christ. Fighting an Incarcerated Mind with the Incarnated Christ. And it's just so exciting to be with you today because we serve a God that loves us more than we understand what love is. Did you hear me? We serve a God that loves us far more than we understand what love is. God wants us to optimize. He wants us to optimize our opportunities and to engage where we can so that we can expand our knowledge of what he has for us today. We serve a God who gives us a Bible that is authorized and is authentic. You don't hear me? God's word is authorized and is authentic. Heaven is available to those who are authorized because heaven is a prepared place for a prepared people. The question is, are you prepared today? Or are you making preparation today to go to your home tomorrow or go to your home in the future when God calls and we answer? Bible study is so important. It's so invigorating. It's so joyous. Because as we study the Bible, if you want to know how to function, how to live, you'll find it in the Bible. We started yesterday on a tangent of series of guarding your heart. Excuse me, guarding your heart. And so if you want to know how to guard your heart against things that pull you away from God, you're going to find it in the Bible. For the Bible is the best place to start. Spend time in the book. Spend time in prayer, talking to God. Spend time in a quiet spot from God. Guarding your heart really means having a healthy relationship with God. In the temporal lobes of your brain, in that box, that area that controls, that makes decisions, that motivates, that deals with intentions, that sends out signals. In that area, we want God to abide, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. And as our relationship grows with God, we understand more as we pray and we have conversation with him. Have you conversed with the Lord? Have you talked to our Father today? We've been talking about guarding your heart. And I spoke yesterday, someone said that your heart is the most important leadership tool that you have. More pronounced than any knowledge you may learn. More pronounced than any talent or skill you may have available to you. And more pronounced than any experience you ever go through. How you will continue to show other folks and to other folks to respond to you is based on the fact of what kind of a leader you are. And so your heart must be right. Your heart must have compassion and believe when worldly hearts are hard. Your heart is the most important leadership tool that you have. We was using Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23, where King Solomon told us that above all else, we're going to do something very important, guard our heart, the wellspring of life. We talked, good to see you, Brother Carlos Chowers, good to see you, Mario Williams. Hope you guys are doing well today. God bless you. We talked from the fact that the heart, not this blood pump, but that the seat of your intentions, the place where you make your decisions, is valuable. It must be your top priority, and you must guard it. You must make sure that it's protected. Why? So that it cannot be vulnerable or cannot receive of impulses or negativity, that it will remain in a state of innocency, in a state of timidity, so that you can continue to dream. You continue to have desire and passion for what God would have for you to be. The heart connects with God, and it also connects with other people. We spoke yesterday about the fact that the heart is the source of everything you do. It's the wellspring of life. Everything overflows through the heart. All your thoughts will become words, and your words will become actions. This is a procession. It is a developing stage. And some much faster than others. Some situations take a little longer than others. But we need to understand that it starts in the heart. And so how you handle your heart will really determine how you handle your music, how you handle your interaction with others, how you handle your literary stuff. Right? How do you handle your journalism? How do you handle your spreading of the gospel? We need to understand that it's God's mission. And Jesus has chosen us not to be frozen, but has chosen us to drive us to deliverance. Our mission should move us. It should motivate us like Jiffy Pop popcorn. To drive to be delivered. Jesus' mission to do his Father's will drove him to complete it to where he said, it is finished. And he hung, bled, and died there on the cross. Our co-mission is to make sure that we're spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ with us. Let us get to the book, because we want to understand a few things as to why we should guard our heart. Well, again, it's the wellspring of life. You ever been vigilant? You ever been committed? You ever been determined to do something? Well, vigilance is defined as an action keeping careful watch for possible danger or difficulty. And that's what God called us to do with our hearts. Be watchful that there is danger out there in what we see, in what we hear, and how we interact. And there's difficulty out there, which can cause you to have a hardening of the heart. You ever been bitter before? You ever had negative responses to other folks? That's based on the fact that your heart needs to be penetrated. But, brother preacher, they've done me so wrong. I'm hurt. I'm tired of being a pincushion. I understand. Been there. Done that. And sometimes it seems like the nice guy always finishes last. But I want to tell you today, God says vengeance is mine. He is a great day timer. He will deal with the book of bread of life. You just continue to stay focused, stay on track, and do what God has for you to do. Pay special attention to your heart. Watch it closely. Because there's danger and difficulty. Back in my day, we grew up, we used to watch a show called The Land of the Lost. And the robot used to come out and say, warning, 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 and gave signs that there's danger in the midst. Well, we don't have that robot to do that. What we have is the Holy Spirit that's been gifted to us. Guide us and have us to walk as God would have for us. So when you're a little too tight, you need the Holy Spirit to loosen you. You need God's word to help bring you back to a state of enormous. Why should we guard our heart? Guarding your heart is so important based on the fact that what God has done for us, we certainly could not do for ourselves. Jesus has done everything for us. And he asks us to protect everything that comes in our heart. You must be a good steward. And you must be a good provider. Not only provider, you must be a good protector of everything that's competing for your time. Everything that's competing for your money. Everything that's competing for your resources. You must make sure that what you have going on with you is so important that you will continue to function. Sometimes you got to turn that television off and go anywhere else but around it based off what is being shown on it or what's being available to you. It can move you in a direction of ungodliness. It can move you to a place that will have you not be pleased. What we want to understand is we need to persevere in the face of difficulty. For difficulties are going to happen in our life. Oh, yes, trouble will last always, but it will happen in your life. And what you need to do is learn how to read your Bible. It's not coincidence that God, that he lines out multiple things for you to do while following him. As long as we read the Bible daily and we pray consistently, we share the gospel with others, and we spend time in solitude with the Lord, it is so important that we keep focused on what it is we need to be doing. That we serve a God that sits high and looks low. And knows all the panoramic things, the panoramic views of this here life. So let us be mindful and not feel belittled when we're in the presence of the Lord. We need to feel like he's listening to us. Do you ever feel like God don't hear your prayers? Or when you feel like that, how are you acting? How what is your relationship with God? How are you interacting with God? See, everything should be different. You need to persevere. You need to trust. You need to allow the Lord to work with you. When we follow what the Lord is leading us to do, we have a different skill set. When we follow what the Lord leads us to do, we have more difficult or different desires. And let me tell you, folks, that's a good thing. Not remaining old, but renewing and evolving and continuing to tread new ground is good. God will make you different. He'll make you so different that you won't even recognize your own reaction. Oh, I know I'm right about that. Where you normally would blow up, you'll find yourself praying for that individual. Where you want to really give person a piece of your mind, you'll find yourself helping them. God has made us different. He's made us peculiar, and he's done this intentionally because he calls us to follow him in so many different ways. Everyone's not going to be a pastor. Everyone's not going to be a teacher. There's going to be some stay-at-home moms. There's going to be some mechanics and some writers. There's going to be some astronauts, and there's going to be some zookeepers. There's going to be a lot of everything. But whatever you do, you can follow God. What's God asking you to do? He's asking you to listen. And if you just listen, what God will do for you, you can't do for yourself. God, who will adopt you as son and adopt you as daughter, will cultivate an atmosphere of community for you to work within. And for you to continue to love in something here that is surprising me.